Good afternoon, Patriots. This is Praying Medic, and this is my QAnon broadcast for Sunday, March 2nd. We've got a short update here. I'll get you caught up to the latest Q posts. For those of you who are following at home, doing your own Q decodes, you can find Q posts on a number of different websites, including qmap.pub and qanon.pub. If you have an Android device and you'd like to get notifications when Q is posting, you can find Q Drops and Q Alerts in the Play Store. My theme for this broadcast is The Countdown Continues. Q has not posted a lot of new information, but I am going to review some older messages in the last week to get us caught up to where Q is at right now and give us some context for the last couple of posts. So, back on February 22nd, he reminded us of the crimes mentioned in the Department of Justice Inspector General's report from last year regarding Hillary Clinton, specifically Hillary Clinton and Foundation crime against children. Then on February 22nd, Q said this: Twitter has already begun to remove targeted accounts in stages under false pretenses. The war is real. The threat is real. Clinton panic. Clinton fear. Judgment day coming. Q. This is in relation to an article that was published that had the names of 200 conservatives on Twitter who were engaging in what they called bot-like behavior, and some of those people have already been purged from Twitter. On the same day, Q posted this, and there was a link in an article, Crooked Hillary, and Hillary is in three sets of brackets, brackets being usually the kill box. Then on February 24th, Q Plus reminded us, they never thought Crooked Hillary would lose. So many disastrous mistakes made. Returning power to the people, Q+. And we believe Q+ is actually the president. Then on March 1st, the president had a couple of tweets that are noteworthy. And this is the first one. Oh, I see. Now that the two-year Russian collusion case has fallen apart, there was no collusion except by Crooked Hillary. And the word bye is actually B-Y-E, as in bye-bye Hillary. And the Democrats, they say, gee, I have an idea. Let's look at Trump's finances and every deal he's ever done. Let's follow discredited Michael Cohen. That's the first tweet. Here's the second one. And the fraudulent and dishonest statements he made on Wednesday. No way. It's time to stop this corrupt and illegally brought witch hunt. Time to start looking at the other side, where real crimes were committed. Republicans have been abused long enough. Must end now. So Q posted links to those two tweets and confirmed that the president's use of by, the word B-Y-E instead of B-Y, was not a typo. There's a link to the first tweet and then a text of it, and I already quoted that to you. Then there's a link to the second tweet. And Q puts in bold and in brackets, time to start looking at the other side where real crimes are committed. And then also in parentheses, abuse long enough. Q writes, carpet bombs are okay, tactical nukes are better. And then in brackets, we have the countdown, minus 21, minus 20, minus 19, minus 18. So we're in the midst of a countdown. On February 25th, Q suggested a big name in Hollywood might be the next one to fall after Weinstein. Who will be the next to fall post-Weinstein? Big name coming. Nobody is safe. Dark to light. These people are sick. Q. On the same day, 25th, QAnon posted a photo of Patton Oswalt. It's a fake tweet. Q said, you are on the right track. So we believe that some big names in Hollywood are probably going to be going down soon. Q posted the next day on the 26th. It's going to be historic. Planned long ago. In brackets, we have minus 21. Which we're now looking at this as a countdown, T-21, T-19, 18, 17. Within the next 21 days, big, big, big happenings are going to take place, Q. So Q is setting us up for some big things. Now, this morning, Wayne Allen Root, who is a contributor with Newsmax, tweeted this out. I've confirmed with multiple insider sources, massive scandal, top MGM executives fired. I hear it involves supplying drugs and hookers to celebrities, high rollers, NBA players at MGM parties. I hear the FBI sting was all on video with biggest celebrity names. execs going to prison, Jim Murren. What say you? I believe Jim Murren is the CEO of MGM. So I have not been able to confirm that, but I thought this was a very interesting tweet this morning. The president was at CPAC this morning, and if you have not caught his message, I would definitely take the time and listen to it. It's long, but it is worth it. About 28 minutes into the message, the president makes some very interesting remarks. This is one of them. I'll let you listen to it.
I mean, I saw it like 2 weeks ago. I'm watching, and they're talking about one of the points.
He asked Russia for the emails.
These people are sick, and I'm telling you.
On the 25th, Q posted about Weinstein. Who's going to be next? A big name coming. Nobody's safe. Dark to light. These people are sick. Q's been saying these people are sick for a long time. Got popcorn? Get it ready. All right. This afternoon, Q posted this. It is another picture of a pen and a watch. On the watch, the time is just about 3:42. And I don't see anything in the file name that is interesting to me anyway. Q writes, the clock is ticking. If we are merely a so-called conspiracy, fake news narrative, why the daily attacks by the biggest media companies in the world attempt to control? You are the news now, Q. Back on January 5th, Q posted the first pen and watch picture. Along with the watch and the pen, Q wrote, will POTUS be at CD Camp David tomorrow? 1 year Delta, matters of national security, the clock is ticking, follow the watch, Q. That was a national security meeting at Camp David, January 5th and 6th, and that was 1 year from the previous meeting where Q had posted a pen. Now, the time on the watch then was 3:14 on January 5th. Time on the watch now is 3:42. What does 3:42 mean? And some would say it's not quite 3:42, but I'm going to go with that. Well, if you go to most of the websites that host Q posts, they're numbered. Q's first post is number 1 back in October of 2017. Currently, Q is at 2,913 posts. Each of them has a number, and if you go to post number 3:42, which is the same time on the clock, and Anon asks this, hard day at work, Q, welcome back. Was there a lot of information in the questioning of Rod Rosenstein today? I see much of the questioning is related to your drops. Future proves past. Q responded, end is near. So does the time on the watch 3:42 have anything to do with post number 3:42? I do not know, but I suppose time will tell. That brings us up to date on Q's posts. There is a possibility that one day my YouTube channel could be shut down. My Vimeo channel could be shut down. I could be taken off of iTunes. So if you're listening to my broadcasts on one of those platforms, you might want to consider going to my website, click on one of my recent posts, and leave a comment. In the comment box, there's an option where you can check a box that says, notify me by email of any new posts. And if at some point my podcasts and videos are taken down, you can always get them on my website. Even if I have to host my own videos, I will do that. All right, that is all for today. Keep the president in prayer. Keep Q and the team in prayer. Keep Denise and I in prayer. Love you all. Catch you on the next broadcast.